Food Heals Nation, what have you been doing lately when it comes to truly caring for your skin? Have you tried any of the light therapy facials or the LED masks? I've shared on this show how I use lasers to completely remove my brown spots in the past, and I love anything that can help me with wrinkles or blemishes or redness or scars. I find a lot of great products on YouTube that I test out, and I've just discovered a new brand. It's called Lima. And when you see the before and afters on YouTube, you're going to be a convert too. They are changing the way that you care for your skin on actually a profoundly scientific level. This is the Lima laser. It's the world's most powerful clinic-grade cosmetic laser device and the only laser FDA cleared for at-home use. Why this is important is because I was spending, I'm not going to tell you how much, way too much money years ago when I was getting rid of those brown spots, when I was really healing my skin. And now this same type of technology is available at home, and I'm here for it. I am so excited. So this is a near infrared laser light that penetrates deep into the dermis, simultaneously working on your fat, muscle, and bone to give you like a non-surgical facelift. It transforms your skin. It helps skin issues like wrinkles, sagging, blemishes, pigmentation, redness, breakouts, and scars. And it does this with zero damage, zero pain, and zero downtime. And I remember the lasers that I used to do, they did have some downtime, so this is great. Make sure to check out some of the before and after photos on the website so you can see what I'm talking about. They have YouTube videos too. But the reason it's groundbreaking is it uses that near-infrared low-level light technology, which is completely cold and painless, and it's 100 times more powerful than an LED. And the craziest part is you can even use it with a full face of makeup. So check it out for yourself. Visit lima.life. L is for live, Y is for younger, M is for masterful, A is for approved, and learn more about the Lima laser. If you're interested in trying one today, you can sign up for their newsletter. Tell them that Food Heals sent you, and please let me know if you order one. I want to hear about your results. Again, it's lima.life, L-Y-M-A.life. Y'all, oh my God, Food Heals Nation, I just got the softest sheets and pajama set from Cozy Earth, and I had to go and get you a discount code too so that you could experience the coziness as well. You can visit CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS, and you'll get an exclusive 35% off. So Cozy Earth, it's like your one-stop shop for what they call the luxury she deserves. So listen up, guys, because this could make a great gift for that special someone, your girlfriend, your wife, the mother in your life. And don't forget, Mother's Day will be here before we know it. So get a gift for the mom or moms. Here's a nice little gift you could ask for. Anyways, let's start with the sheets to transform your sleep. The coolest thing about Cozy Earth bedding is that it is temperature regulating, so you stay cool, which is so important when you're sleeping. Plus, they are just so soft. It feels like I'm sleeping on a cloud. Plus, I love the Cozy Earth quality and longevity promise. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and just overall wellness. So again, this is the luxury you deserve. You can treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Bamboo Pajama Set. It was awarded Oprah's Favorite Things in 2019, so you know it's good. I love the softness and breathability of the fabric, and it has these really great side pockets. And don't forget that by supporting our sponsors, you support this show. Head over to CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS for an exclusive 35% off, and go get your mom the luxury she deserves on Mother's Day at CozyEarth.com with promo code FOODHEALS.
Food Heals Podcast, episode 304.
Today is Saturday, April 4th. I'm Allison Melody with our continuing coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic here on Food Heals. On today's episode, I check in with vegan chef Susmitha on what's really happening in India. And then Susie and I talk to Dr. Michael Platt, who makes a surprising revelation about vitamin D. Roll it, Roxy.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, women have experienced a strong desire to stop asking their boyfriends if they look fat in this dress. If you experience any of these symptoms, post a selfie to Instagram immediately.
All right, welcome Food Heals Nation. Thank you for joining me. How are you doing? How are you holding up? How's your social distancing and lockdown going? Shoot me an email or a DM and let me know how you're handling everything. On today's episode, I'm checking in with Susmita in India. So we recorded this a few days ago and it was like 10 p.m. here in LA and like 9:30 or 10:30 a.m. there. And she was giving me some very interesting updates on what is happening. So I wanted to share that with you. We just started recording because the conversation was super interesting. And then we are talking with Dr. Michael Platt. You remember him from his episode on adrenaline dominance, and he is here today to give us some of his recommendations for prevention of COVID-19 and what we can all do holistically, what vitamins to take, and what are most essential at this time. But first, Food Heals Nation, funny side story for you. Are you watching Joe Exotic? I mean, it is amazing. I think that it's one of the funniest things I've ever watched, and I'm glad that we have the distraction that we have. I am enjoying all the internet memes. If you're not watching, you should. I will say that I do think that the animal abuse was a little bit glossed over, and they should have focused more on it, but hopefully it still brings some attention to, you know, keeping big cats in captivity is not cool. There was certainly some abuse shown in the doc. But right now, I'm just going to keep it light, and I want to share a story with you that it was one of my best friend's 40th birthdays last night, and of course, we're social distancing, so we couldn't get together, and this is the girl who always does a birthday right. She always takes us to San Diego or Palm Springs or Vegas and does something big, so it was really hard for her not to go big. So we did a big Zoom call, as most of you are probably doing, a lot of online calls, and there was probably 22 to 25 people when this happened, but I hired my friend Chris, who is a Joe Exotic impersonator, to come and crash the call and sing her happy birthday, and it was so much fun. She loved it. She was the first person who had introduced me to the show, so it was great for her. She was super surprised. So I wanted to throw it out there. If you think this is funny and you think it would be great to have a Joe Exotic impersonator, he donates all of the money to the James Beard Foundation Relief Fund, and that is for hospitality workers who are impacted by COVID-19. So I think it's a beautiful mission, and I wanted to share it. He's not a sponsor or anything like that. I just thought it was so fun, funny, and, you know, for a good cause. So if you want to hire him to crash one of your Zoom calls, definitely tell him I sent you, just so he knows that I am spreading the love. But you can find him on Instagram. His handle is CWLUECKE, my friend Chris, and you will see his profile says he is the media maverick. So check that out. And what are you eating these days? What are you drinking? You know, from multiple interviews of Food Heals that I've done with some doctors like Dr. Stephen Cabral and Dr. Neil Barnard, we've got to be getting an array of fruits and vegetables, micronutrients, juicing, smoothies, as many colors as you can get on your plate, as plant-based as possible, eliminating some of the things that aren't so good for us right now, like dairy and sugar and meat. At least having those things less at this time, if you can, will definitely help boost your immunity. Plus, taking all the vitamins and supplements we've been talking about on this show, and all my recommendations are at foodhealsnation.com. Just click on COVID-19 resources. But one of the more exciting things that I've added to my daily regimen is VitaCup, and it is coffees and teas that are infused with superfoods. They even have a probiotic blend. We know how important our gut health is, especially during this time. So they've got lots of different flavors, lots of different blends. They've got the pods, they've got tea bags, they've got ground coffee. Basically, they have it all. Whatever you use, whatever method you use to make your coffee and tea, they've got your back. They have different formulations for energy and focus. They've got things for gut health and immunity. They've got the slim coffee pods for metabolism and diet. They've even got some with nootropics. Those are called the lightning coffee pods. And they've got beauty beauty coffee pods and ground coffee and green tea. And they have bundles so you can kind of pick and put some things together. So it's really fun. And I know a lot of you are working at home for the first time. And this is what always gets me, powers me through my day because I already worked at home, is my teas and coffees. But I love the fact that I'm going to drink tea or coffee anyway. So why not have it be infused with superfoods and have it taste really good? So this will help if you're feeling tired or stressed or low energy. You're going to flush your body with superfoods. VitaCup has got your back. They gave us an amazing discount code. If you use the coupon code FOODHEALS at checkout, you'll get 30% off a one-time purchase. But if you decide to go for a subscription, which is what I have, you'll get 40% off. So why not try starting with a subscription, and then if you don't like it, you can cancel, but at least you'll get 40% off. But I'm pretty sure you're going to like it because I love it. And I love the idea of making my coffee and tea. And then I usually add my own kind of plant-based milks. You guys know I love the oat milk, but whatever you want to use, coconut milk or soy milk or almond milk, whatever your milk of choice is, you can make these taste really, really delicious. So VitaCup.com, coupon code FOODHEALS, check it out. All right, let's check in with Susmita.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
All right, so we've got Susmita. She's my friend from Food Heals. We actually met in person in Italy because she came on our vegan Food Heals retreat last summer. And she's a vegan chef at her restaurant, Carrots. She also is a host of the podcast, The Feel Good Factor. Please check that out. And she's a meditation teacher. So Susmita, you guys are in India and you're country just went on lockdown. Tell me what's going on. What's your experience been over there?
Hey, Ali. Yeah. Oh my God. Just last night, the Prime Minister just announced that the whole country is going on a strict lockdown, like curfew. He was warning people against even stepping out of our homes. A little bit of a backstory to this is that last week, he had asked everyone to have a voluntary curfew on Sunday, the 22nd of March. And he said that, okay, everybody stay home. And, you know, this is a request for all of you. And from morning to 7 a.m. to night, 9 p.m., stay indoors. And then he added that at 5 p.m., come out to your balconies or outside your windows. And everybody could clap and maybe, you know, ring some bells and stuff to acknowledge the work of all the people who are doing, you know, who are risking their lives on the front lines, and like the, you know, the doctors, the nurses, sanitation workers. So many people are risking their lives and continuing to do their jobs at a time like this. So he said to acknowledge them, let's all just, like, you know, look out of our windows or come out onto the balconies and clap and ring bells and celebrate them for 5 minutes at 5 p.m. And then WhatsApp University happened. So a lot of forwards started going around on WhatsApp where people were saying all kinds of crazy pseudoscientific stuff where, they, you know, it was actually spoiling even spirituality with the kind of stuff they were saying. They were going around saying that if everybody bangs and makes a lot of noise at 5 p.m., then the coronavirus will die because of the sound vibrations and all what? Kinds of crazy. And Ali, educated people, okay, university educated people were passing these forwards around on WhatsApp. And they tried to relate it to astrology and some healing, something. And they basically, with that one message, they actually spoiled the true meaning of all these alternate, sciences like astrology and stuff by saying such things.
Wow.
So at 5 p.m. on Sunday, people started coming out in droves. And they started having parades where they were thousands and thousands of people together banging plates and, you know, shouting about go Corona, go. You know, have you heard that there's this crazy, I think one of these Guruji people came up with this thing like, oh, let's all say go Corona, go and sing, and that's going to chase the coronavirus away. So that's exactly what happened. They turned it into a whole parade.
My jaw is wide open right now. I'm so confused. What?
It was mind-blowing. Like, it was scary. The level of idiocy that people can actually have, the kind of gullibility in believing the kind of things that go around on social media, and educated people coming out on the streets and doing this stuff. It was just crazy. So, of course, you know, the Prime Minister is like, oh, you know, I forgot that I was addressing so many crores of people who may actually respond this way. So, last night, he made a very strict announcement that the country has to go on a very serious, complete shutdown. And he's like, you know, cops are going to be monitoring the streets and there will be food available in terms of grocery stores, but restaurants have to shut down. We were doing deliveries at our restaurant till yesterday, but we had to stop that, which is kind of sad, you know, because you know, we're providing healthy food, which people need at this time. But hey, there are supposed to be grocery stores and medical stores open, but unfortunately, the thing is, things are not very organized here with the government. So on the one hand, they said that, yeah, you know, you can go out and get groceries or medicines if required. And especially because we have this huge population of really poor people who are daily wage workers and who depend on earning day-to-day salary. So the government has to come up with a very good economic package for them. Unfortunately, things aren't very organized. Now, for those of us who are privileged, we're sitting at home and we're fine, you know. It is affecting us in the way that, like, say, today I ordered, you know, yesterday we had ordered groceries and they were supposed to reach us this morning and that hasn't arrived, even though the government has said that, you know, home deliveries will be encouraged or allowed. So there is a lot of disorganization. So things need to come into place. But one thing is for sure, that the lockdown, at least it's not like a wavering number. It's very strictly for the next 21 days that they've put this lockdown. So everybody just has to stay indoors.
Wow, Susmita, thank you for sharing that. And I'm laughing with you, and I'm also a little bit shocked. You know, I feel a little bit of both. Like, that's so crazy that that is happening over there. And I feel like you probably haven't even been able to see the impact that it will have on your business, because you do own a restaurant and it is a wonderful vegan restaurant. So you are spreading the message of health at the same time. What are you worried about the impact that it's going to have, that the fact that your restaurant currently has to shut down? Like, for example, in Los Angeles, we're on lockdown too. We were one of the first states to go on lockdown, but we still have, as of today, restaurant takeout and delivery available. You can't dine in, but we can still support our local businesses. How are you worried about the impact that this is going to have on your restaurant?
Yeah, so see, when this whole thing started, we already started expecting things to go in this direction. We were a bit worried that there will be a point where we won't even be able to do deliveries anymore, and then we have to shut down completely. So we started making a lot of plans in advance. So in the past couple of weeks, there have been a lot of, you know, we went through a lot of stretches of feeling very stressed and wondering what we're going to do. Because our restaurant right now, even though we are actually 7 years old, but we're still running very dependent on our daily and monthly business to survive and go ahead for a longer term period. So we were worried, but we made lots of plans and we sent a call to action. We posted it on our social media just at the beginning when we had to switch to delivery. And we started asking people to support us and say that, you know, that's what we need at a time like this. And of course, we were assuring them that we take great care in making sure the food is hygienically prepared and they're all safe and everything. And the community really rallied. And for the past 2 weeks, even though it was deliveries, people did order a lot of stuff from our restaurant, from our bakery. So that kind of helped us, you know, save up a little bit. And we also discussed with the owner of our building, the landlord, and he has given us a little bit of relief in terms of time where we can pay, you know, rent a little delayed, because he knows that if we are going to shut down, then we're not going to be able to survive and also afford to pay rents and stuff like that. So yeah, so we have plans in place. We are not happy. We have shut down, of course. It's kind of sad. But on the other hand, you know, all our boys have been moved to the restaurant, so they are safe in there. They used to live in a different apartment a little away, but now we wanted them to be at a place where they have, you know, food, everything available inside the building. So the whole team is now currently living at the restaurant. Wow. And, you know, that that gives us a bit of relief. We're like, huh, okay, all the boys are safe, you know. So that was the most important thing for us. So between that and between... you know, the support people have shown us, I think we can last the shutdown for a month. But if it goes beyond that, yeah, we'll have to think of what to do.
Oh, well, my heart goes out to you and thank you for what you do. And I'm so grateful to, I love hearing the story about your landlord, that it's going to give you a little bit of grace during this time. And I, you know, I hope that all landlords will follow suit who, you know, can afford to do so. And I hope that other companies will be able to help people in this time, because we all have to support one another. And one thing I keep saying is, look, if you want to support a local business or a local restaurant, buy a gift card. So can people buy a gift card on your website right now for a future visit to Carrot's restaurant?
So somebody, when we put out the message of support, somebody did reach out to us and they gave us this idea. So a couple of people have contacted us and purchased gift cards. It's not available to buy on the website, though. The team must be running and things must be in motion for it to happen. But because we've completely shut down, nobody can buy gift cards as of now. But if things go on a little too long, then we'll have somebody manning the WhatsApp and, you know, the online payment and everything. And then we'll put out a, you know, request for people to purchase gift cards if required. But currently we feel like, you know, if it's a shutdown, let it be a complete shutdown. And we don't want any of the guys to be busy trying to do this. They have worries of their own. So all of them are away from their families. Nobody lives in Bangalore. All of them are from up north, from different states. And they're all worried about their own families and things. So, you know, in the middle of that, we don't want them to just sit at, you know, at the computer and trying to deal with the orders for gift cards and all those things. We're like, it's okay, you know, we'll figure that out when it comes. But a few people have purchased gift cards already, and that's really sweet of them, considering the atmosphere. You don't know, you know, it shows that they have placed a lot of trust in us, because they believe we are going to come back out of this.
I believe it too. And I love, you're just such a compassionate boss, and I appreciate you, and your voice brings me so much light. I can hear it in your voice, your optimism, which is what I'm all about. Obviously, you know that as well. And so Food Heals Nation, if you want to support Susmita, definitely check out her podcast. It is called The Feel Good Factor, and it's just going to make you feel good. Susmita, anywhere else they can follow you? You've got your Instagram. What else can they do to support you?
Yeah, my Instagram is Veganosaurus, VeganoSaurus, and then, yeah, the Feel Good Factor. And currently, these are the two ways, you know. And of course, if anybody wants to learn vegan cooking and check out recipes, just search for Carrot's Restaurant on YouTube channel, and our recipe channel will come up.
All the recipes are on YouTube. You're an amazing chef. You're an amazing gal, and I appreciate you updating us today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ali.
All right, Food Heals Nation, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Susmita. Another thing that we can be thinking about during this time is, are we getting good quality sleep? Good quality sleep is vital to the functioning of our immune system, right? And to helping us keep stress at bay and to helping us feel better on a day-to-day basis. So I want to talk about Organifi Gold, which is my go-to. You've heard me talk about it so much. It is a turmeric and reishi infused gently dried superfood tea. And it tastes like, have you ever had a turmeric latte? They have them at a lot of coffee shops now, but it's creamy. It's delicious. It's a little bit sweet. Everyone that's bought this based on my recommendation literally writes me an email or texts me and is like, yes, this is delicious and it helps me go to sleep. So we've got to protect our immune systems and our family's immune systems at this time. Improving sleep is the most important step. But sometimes it's hard to fall asleep because our minds are going, la, 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 la. Look what I read on the news today. All this crazy shit is going on. Excuse my French, but you get me. You're like, am I going to have a job tomorrow? Am I going to get sick? We are worrying ourselves to death. So we got to stop that in our tracks, in its tracks, right? You guys know I listen to Katie Kremitzos' meditations to help me. I listen to Marissa Iman's meditations to help me, Incandescent and coronavirusmeditations.com. But I also do my gold every single night because deep sleep promotes immunological memory, which is your body's ability to recognize antigens, viruses, and bacteria, to stop them, okay? So I know everyone says, oh, sleep is so important. It is so important. It is part of boosting your immune system so it can fight off foreign invaders like viruses. So I take the Organifi Gold every night. I love it. I recommend it. Absolutely try it for yourself. I mix it with my oat milk. I make a little warm. Oh, it's so creamy and delicious. Now I want one right now, and I'm recording this in the morning, but I can't have one because I do that one at night. I do my green juice and my red juice and my glow, all from Organifi, throughout the day because they've all got different combinations of vitamins and superfoods. So definitely check those out. But if you're looking for help with sleep, Organifi Gold has your back. You know the drill. Food Heals, 20% off. You can do a one-time purchase or a subscribe and save. When you subscribe and save, you already save 26% off naturally because you get that discount. Then you plus you get the 20% off for the Food Heals discount. So it really is a great deal. So check that out, OrganifiShop.com. All right, now we are going to talk to Dr. Platt about what he's recommending we do during this time to super boost our immune system, which I'm not going to stop talking about it. I'm not going to shut up about it. I am going to take this to my grave where I will not stop talking about all the things we can do to prevent and reverse disease. You remember him from episode 289 of Food Heals, where we discussed his book, Adrenaline Dominance. And today he's back to discuss the unprecedented events that we're all going through right now with the coronavirus outbreak. So please join me in welcoming Dr. Michael Platt.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hey, Dr. Platt. Thank you so much for coming back and being on with us. So from your point of view, can you just break this down? Like, what's happening and how can we protect ourselves?
You know, the whole thing about this virus, and they call it a novel virus because it's brand new. They haven't been exposed to this kind of virus before. Mm-hmm. What makes it a little bit different is that it's a little bit more lethal than the typical flu virus. And it seems to affect a different segment of the population. By that, I mean that people that are elderly or people that have chronic illnesses, people with like diabetes or obesity or chronic heart conditions seem to be more at risk. Not so much more at risk of getting it, but more risk of dying from it.
So the more compromised our immune systems, the worse our chances are.
That's exactly right. So the whole secret here is trying to make sure that your immune system is working as best it can. And, you know, I may have mentioned in the past that, you know, we live in a country where they don't allow preventive medicine. And what's interesting is that, you know, basically all the information that's coming out now is basically how they're treating it once you have it. Mm-hmm. But basically, there is no treatment, you know, frankly, other than supportive care at this point. So, you know, to my way of thinking and yours, I'm sure, is that the best thing to do is to try to prevent, you know, not so much from getting it, but putting yourself in a position to survive it. And what's nice is that there are a few things that people can do, you know, to build up their immune system. There are two primary things, but probably number one on the list, I would put vitamin D.
Yes.
And the thing about vitamin D in a therapeutic strength, and by when I say a therapeutic strength, I'm talking about 10,000 units.
Okay.
A therapeutic strength of vitamin D prevents every flu there is. And, you know, this is not... Yeah, so even though this is not in the flu category, but it is a virus that they're talking about, but logically, it seems to me that if vitamin D can prevent every flu and actually fight off most colds, I would have to say it's high on the list of things that people can do for their immune system.
And it can't hurt us, right? So if you take the 10,000 of vitamin D, it's not like you can overdose, so it's a big why not.
And yet, the recommended daily allowance of vitamin D is 400 units. But remember, we live in a country that does not allow preventive medicine, and they certainly don't want people taking things that prevent disease. It's not good for business. And sure. Believe me, you know, medicine is a big business.
We believe you.
Now, again, you know, vitamin D has other benefits. People probably know about it. It prevents 26 different cancers. It prevents type 2 diabetes. It prevents Alzheimer's. And every cell in the body has a vitamin D receptor site. And the other thing about vitamin D, which is important to understand, is that vitamin D is not a vitamin. And why it's important to understand that...
It's a hormone, right?
It's a pre-hormone, but okay.
It's a pre-hormone, okay.
But a hormone, and you know, you may have heard of vitamin D preparations called gel caps. And gel caps have oil in it. And the reason they put oil in it is because their thinking is that vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. But remember, it's not a vitamin. So what the oil does, it impairs the absorption of it. Doesn't prevent it, but it'll cut it at least in half. Again, when you're taking vitamin D, you should rely more on a capsule with powder in it rather than a gel cap with oil in it. And then as a lot of people realize, you cannot take vitamin D without vitamin K. And the reason for that is that vitamin D, you know, it puts calcium into bones, which is good, but it also puts calcium into blood vessels, which is not so good. And what vitamin K does, it not only prevents vitamin D from putting calcium into blood vessels, it actually takes calcium out of blood vessels and puts it into your bones. So vitamin D and vitamin K should always be used together. And vitamin K does just about everything that vitamin D does. Again, you want the combination. It's important to make sure that your magnesium levels are high also, because you also need that to absorb vitamin D. And, you know, I mentioned that 10,000 units of vitamin D prevents every flu there is. It also, if people are already taking vitamin D in 10,000 units and they get a cold, all they need to do is increase that to 50,000 units. Just one dose of 50,000 units will knock out the cold in less than an hour.
Amazing.
So again, another example that vitamin D is really good for the immune system. Now, since we're in Southern California, I'll also mention that 10,000 units of vitamin D will also prevent people from getting a sunburn. And not only does it prevent the sunburn, it prevents the skin cancer that can go along with sunburn. So... again, I like vitamin D.
You know what? This is so funny because as a sun worshiper my entire life when I was growing up, all we did was try to go lay out at the pool or at the beach and get sun. And, you know, I would get burned, but I'd be like, oh, it's going to turn into a tan. And now as an adult, I don't get burned. And I think that's the reason.
Because you're on vitamin D.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right? I literally don't burn and I still have very pale skin.
I'm going to do an experiment because my husband is blonde, blue-eyed, and very pale.
Yeah, he's
and lying. I tend to tan really well. So we're going to go on a vacation and I'm going to experiment and see. Hopefully he won't get sunburned. I'm going to dose him with vitamin D.
getting back to what you said about people that, you know, are not taking anything for their immune system. If people are not on vitamin D to begin with, what I would recommend, they have vitamin D preparations that come in 50,000 unit capsules. And so I would recommend that for 1 week, every day, they take 50,000 units of vitamin D to build up their vitamin D levels.
Okay, so we've got the vitamin D, the vitamin K, magnesium. What else?
And another thing that is really great for the immune system is what most people know is vitamin C.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but you know, there's vitamin C and then there's vitamin C. Okay, now what do I mean by that? Well, are you familiar with vitamin C that's lipospheric or liposomal?
Yes.
Vitamin C?
Fat soluble, right?
Yeah, the difference is that 1,000 milligrams of a liposomal type vitamin C is equivalent to 8,000 milligrams of vitamin C tablets. And the other nice thing about liposomal vitamin C, it's equivalent to people who get vitamin C intravenously. Yes. And one of the treatments, in fact, one of the only treatments they have for this COVID-19 virus right now is intravenous vitamin C, you know, for people that have pneumonia.
Look at that.
So again, you know, vitamin C, the liposomal vitamin C is, again, high on the list of things that people can take. It comes either in a liquid or a gel. So it's certainly available.
Yeah, I take the gel packs and they don't taste good. I'm not going to lie, but I just rip open a pack and I just drink the whole thing. And then I, you know, chase it with like a chocolate oat milk or something delicious so that I can get it all in. And it's an easy way to get it in really effectively.
Vitamin C, if you've ever heard me talk on the podcast, I talk about vitamin C a lot because my family has a long history of taking supplements since my mom was a kid in the 50s. And my grandfather was always a big fan of vitamin C. He would mega dose. And when the lipospheric came out, I always thought, I was like, is this a fad? Because I always knew vitamin C to be water soluble. Now they're turning into a fat soluble. Why is that form better?
Well, the whole, I guess, mechanism behind this whole thing is that it makes it what's called bioavailable. It prevents it from, vitamin C is very easily oxidized and it gets destroyed by gastric juices and
yes.
digestive enzymes. And what the liposomal mechanism does, it prevents it from getting destroyed. So
got it.
So it makes it a lot more available for absorption to where it needs to get absorbed.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of things that, you know, help enhance the immune system. Elderberry mm-hmm. is one, and zinc, you know, 50 milligrams is another. And things like alpha-lipoic acid and N-acetylcysteine, you know, increased glutathione levels, which is always good for the immune system. Even resveratrol is good for the immune system.
Red wine.
Way ahead of you guys.
But basically, what I would recommend, at least at this point, you know, the vitamin D with vitamin K, and also if they can get hold of the liposomal vitamin C.
So would that be like the starter kit?
It would be. And that's a nice way of putting it. Yes.
These are pretty much already on my list, so I feel very good about where I am. But this could be a brand new list for someone. So if you're listening and you're like, this is all brand new, start there. If you're a little bit more advanced and you're like, I have all this in my cabinet, go double down and take those supplements. And then I know that, you know, Dr. Platt, you are an expert when it comes to hormones and everything, and all of this stuff is interconnected. So what are the next level recommendations you would make?
Well, in terms of hormones, you know, the number one hormone that actually can affect the immune system is adrenaline. You know that I'm very big on progesterone.
Yes.
And progesterone blocks adrenaline. And people, you know, when they're under a lot of stress and they have a lot of adrenaline, they have trouble sleeping, which can impair the immune system. And stress, you know, they call it a killer because it certainly speeds up the lifespan. And so anything that helps lower adrenaline would also put the person in a better condition to fight, you know, viruses and I'm sure this virus too.
Yeah, because we're so stressed out watching the news. I can't even turn it on for a few minutes without my adrenaline soaring. And I'm not even a person that buys into all the BS, but it's just like you can feel the heavy energy of what's happening right now. If you're scrolling on social media, we're not seeing happy pictures of our friends' babies right now. We're seeing fear-mongering articles. Some are true, some are false. We don't know. And we're just scaring ourselves to death. I'm afraid more people are going to die of heart attacks from stress than they are of this freaking virus.
Well, unfortunately, the whole approach to this particular virus would have been, you know, early diagnosis, you know, which you can only do through testing. And because, you know, once people know that they have it, they can be, you know, quarantined for 14 days. You know, unfortunately, you know, we have 40 million people in California alone, and the amount of testing kits are allowing now is anywhere from like 10 to 15,000 per day. And that's for the whole country. That's not California.
Wow.
You know, we should have started this a long time ago and other countries were ramping up. But unfortunately, there are people in the White House that consider this a hoax. And
well, let's just say it. They don't believe in science. You know, and, no, it's true. And the guy that's heading it up, the task force, Mike Pence, really doesn't believe in science. And so what are you supposed to do? when they can just go out and say, nah, it'll just pass. And, you know, it's very unfortunate, because now is a time where we need leadership and information, and we need to rely on our trusted scientists that believe in science.
Well, he believes in prayer, so what can I say? If people have trouble finding the vitamin D and the vitamin C, you know, I have it on my website.
PlattWellness.com. And what about this disaster preparedness where the grocery stores are out of food and people are I was in Beverly
toilet paper
yesterday. Yeah, toilet. What are you going to do? Throw the toilet paper at the virus? What are people thinking here? I am so confused.
They think that people buying toilet paper gives them reassurance. I don't know if you know what it's reassuring them about, but
I don't either.
A fresh tush.
I don't like how the virus is bringing out the worst in humanity. Even here, I was at Bristol Farms in Beverly Hills, and I saw one old lady run over another old lady basically with her cart, like cut her off to get in line and them have words. And I'm just thinking, like, why is this bringing out the worst in us? Why can't we come together in this time of trauma and help one another? And, you know, don't take the last bit of hand sanitizer, leave some for the next person because they need it too. Like, why does this bring out the worst?
Because it's fear, right? Everybody's afraid of the unknown, afraid of what's going to happen next. It's fear.
Well, you know, washing the hands with regular soap is probably just as effective as the hand sanitizer.
I totally agree.
You know, most of these sanitizers have alcohol, but alcohol just swishes bacteria around. I didn't even know if it's even effective for viruses. So, but washing the hands, and again, people have heard this, keep your hands away from your face. Mm-hmm. And try not to breathe when you go outside.
Try not to breathe. We're done here. We're done. Yeah. Just try not to breathe. Don't talk to anyone. Hold yourself up. Buy a gun.
Buy a lot of toilet paper.
Buy a lot of toilet paper. Throw it at the virus.
And they heard it here first, right?
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Dr. Platt. You have everything on your website. It's plattwellness.com. You've got a sale going on. You've got your book, Adrenaline Dominance, which is just your most recent book. You are a published author. You have all of your hormones, antioxidants, how to help with adrenal fatigue, breast cancer prevention, cardio health, diabetes. It's all on your website, so everyone can go there. I am currently using the progesterone cream, which is helping with one of my issues, cold hands and feet, which Dr. Platt told me on the last episode that the hormone cream would help. So thank you so much for that. And yeah, plattwellness.com. Thank you so much for being here. Everyone stay safe, stay healthy. We've got your back. Spread love, not fear.
Keep calm.
Wow.
Keep calm and carry on.
Very nice, ladies.
Food Heals Nation, I've got a new wellness hack that I am obsessed with. It's this little device and it's called Truvaga. And what it does is stimulates our vagus nerve. And one of the most essential functions of our vagus nerve is to balance our nervous system. It does this by regulating our fight or flight or rest and digest responses within our sympathetic and parasympathetic areas of our nervous system. That is so cool. So when do we use it? We want to use it when we're stressed, when we're feeling that fight or flight, when we can't rest, right? So what you do is you find your pulse on your neck. Then you put your Truvaga device on your neck and turn it on until you start feeling the stimulation, okay? Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps balance and strengthen the nervous system to reduce stress, increase focus, improve your mood, and improve your sleep. That's my favorite part, and that's the thing I want the most improvement on all of the time. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore, and it uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. And so it's just 2 minutes long, and you can do it in the morning, and you can do it in the evening. And yeah, it's a great health hack to add to your wellness routine. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions. So if you use it twice a day, that's about 6 months. I love that it has no wires or charging docks or anything like that that I'm going to lose. It just comes with the sessions that you need. They do offer free shipping and payment plan options, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee.
So if you're ready to stimulate your vagus nerve, visit Truvaga.com. That's Truvaga.com. Enter the promo code FOODHEALS so you can enhance your wellness journey, add another healing tool to your healing toolbox, and receive $15 off. That's Truvaga.com, promo code FOODHEALS at checkout. Enjoy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, women have experienced a strong desire to change their status update from hashtag blessed to hashtag OMG even more blessed than yesterday, hashtag loving life. If you experience any of these symptoms, make sure to tweet a Kardashian immediately.